You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to an episode of Ask Drone You.
Yes, it is an episode number 588 to be exact. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Appreciate it very, very much. Got another good question. Again, it's one of those things that's a little bit, I don't want to say mundane, but I think a lot of people actually don't know the answer to this.
Mundane.
A lot do, but not everybody. So,
talking about registration, registering multiple birds. What do you do? How do you do it? Depends on the type of registration. Homes. Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, let's play that question.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm Eric from Southern California. Had a quick question. The past couple of podcasts, Paul's mentioned a couple times the amount of registered drones versus the number of drones sold and kind of the discrepancy there between that. What I noticed though, when I purchased my second drone, adding to that that drone purchase data, and I went to register it, I was not able to register the second drone. And then a little bit of Google searching answered the question in that if you register one, you basically just need to put that registration number on the second drone. And I was just curious if that was true. It seems to me that we would want each drone registered individually, or at least to have an individual, obviously not tail number, but identifier. So I figured... if it was true that you only had to register one drone and then you just put that number on all your drones, that might help answer some of that question on the discrepancy between the number of registered drones versus the number of purchased drones. That question was way longer than I thought it was going to be. Anyway, thanks, guys, and keep up the good work.
Thank you for the question, Eric. Really do appreciate it. It is a little confusing, and it is actually something that we get a lot of emails about in terms of, or even just messages on Facebook, whatever. I'm not exactly sure what to do with registering my drone.
Hold on 1 minute there, Rob. Two things to just say really quick. We have recorded many shows on registration, part 47, part 48. We recommend part 47 because... Part 48 is still being challenged in court. Just a little update on that. The John Taylor case was actually heard by a judge, and the judge said very strictly that because of prior law, so he said to John Taylor, are you making your argument that the prior law states that no rules can be made against model aircraft? Yes, that's why I'm challenging this law. And the judge was like, so what other arguments do you have? And he's like, well, I've got this, 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 and this. He's like, well, based off this one argument, I don't see the need to even discuss the other arguments. And actually, if you listen to the FAA kind of go, well, the judge says, guys, your interpretation of this is so far out in right field, it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you guys should really listen to that 30-minute court case if you can. That being said, we're still in transition right now. We're still in this area where the public believes that you need to register your drone if it's over a half pound. I think it's 0.55 pounds, whatever. But understand this. That is the reality. You are supposed to register it, but it is being challenged in court. And right now, it seems like the challenge is justified. Now, that still means you're supposed to register your drone. So don't take that the wrong way, but just understand that in the future, you may need to learn about Part 47 registration, or there may be no registration in the future at all. It really depends. I mean... we know how many registered drones there are, and now we know DJI sales, so we know that there's a differentiation of about 85% of all vehicles
which
are
is,
not registered.
It's something that his question is speaking to in some regard.
Yeah.
But we are talking about the difference ultimately, right, between registering as a hobbyist versus commercial as well. So how does that play into this?
See, that's another thing that's really interesting, because there is now an online Part 48 portal to register your drone as a commercial drone. So since the last time we talked about this, that online portal to register your drone, there's now an online portal to register your drone commercially.
Okay.
Even though I still recommend Part 47, old school route, get an N number.
So Part 47 is the route where you have to go to your local FISDO office.
Pick up a little form.
Pick up the... I mean, they're still using carbon copy on those things and everything, right? And then you fill that out and you send it in, $5, $10, whatever it is, right?
Yep, that's true.
Okay, so...
Now, if you go the Part 48 route, which our caller did clearly go because he realized that, hey, I bought a new drone, I got to add one, I don't need to add another number, that's because it's Part 48. Under Part 47, each individual aircraft has to have a unique individual number. Part 48... says that the individual operator is registered, not the drone. So you put the same number on every drone. Now, a lot of people also ask this question, so I thought it'd be relevant for this podcast. People always talk about, well, where do I have to put my registration number? Well, Bob, you can put it wherever you want.
It doesn't say it has to be visible.
I put mine, visible. I put mine in the battery bay. Okay, so that I actually like it. So where's your registration number, son? Well, sir. Here you go.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more
just
fun
likes
that
to play
way.
Games with everybody. I don't wait for chances to play games. I make my own chances.
What does Tony Robbins say about luck? He's like, I know a lot of people who say that they're lucky, but one thing I've always noticed is that they're always prepared to be lucky.
There you go.
I think that's some insight right there, Rob.
Right. Okay. So hobbyists, generally, most of them are probably using Part 48. Would you so somebody that's buying whatever drone they're buying, maybe even a Mavic. And
let's say that you're buying a Mavic.
I'm buying a Mavic. I don't plan on earning any money. I'm just going to use it for fun.
Still got to register.
Still, no, I understand that. But would you still say 47? If I don't have any intentions of ever being commercial with it?
No, you definitely don't do that. I think it's a waste of time too.
Well, okay.
As a commercial operator too, there's also a little bit of a cool factor that you knew how to get a standard aircraft registration under Part 47 for your drone. So, example, when I pull out my N number on my Inspire, a lot of people are like, oh, you must be a serious pilot. Like, you have a real N number. It's like, yeah, boy.
So do you not get a number at all with Part 47?
No,
I'm sorry, Part 48?
Part 48, you get this like long number, FA, I'm not going to say mine on camera. There's no way to choose it. Like, it's just like another serial number. But with Part 47, you can choose the number you want. So I put the area code where I grew up and then DU for Drone U.
Nice.
And that's my N number.
Very cool.
So it has a specific message.
So you did this one, Part 48.
Yes, because we were doing a podcast on it, and I was going to the FAA's office, and even though I believe Part 48 will be going away, I still want everyone to know that I'm willing to comply with the laws, even though I don't think the laws are justified. The law of the land will prove that either way, okay?
Sure.
The Court of Appeals, the federal courts, they will figure it out. In the meantime, I'm going along with the ride because...
Look at you being all compliant and stuff.
Because to show people that I'm being compliant, but also because I want to answer questions for people. And yeah. I am a firm believer, as you know, that you shouldn't teach crap unless you are very experienced in such crap.
Okay.
Okay.
So hopefully no crap will be coming from Drone U, because
no.
I don't want to experience it personally.
Ain't no way.
All right, cool. Well, that's actually pretty straightforward.
That's what she said.
All good on the 48, and just that's all you need one time.
I would totally disagree with the whole straightforward aspect. I think you should get Part 48 once you register. Just print out that number. You can use them on other drones. Again, Part 48 is being challenged in the court system, which is quite successful. But yes, you still have to be compliant with the current law as it is. Have people been charged or enforcement for not having a registration number? I know you know this answer.
No.
Yes, they have, actually, down in Texas. So, and by the way, hold on, oh, go ahead.
That's not what drove the incident.
No, it wasn't what drove the incident, but it was the final caveat on that freaking checklist where they could be like, now true. I can nail you.
True.
Now I can nail you. So.
But he got caught doing something really stupid, which led to them checking.
Exactly, which honestly, I'm happy that guy got in trouble.
Sure.
I'm happy that guy got caught. But at the same time, he ultimately got in trouble for not having a registered drone.
Interesting. Which is asinine, given what was happening.
Yeah. I'm like, well, what about charging him for the controlled airspace at DFW and being right off the freaking runway?
Details, Paul. He didn't have a number on his drone.
But this is how the government works, is like they can't, you know, they try to figure out, okay, what's black and white that we can charge him for right now? Okay, he's a hobbyist. Okay, they have to follow CBO guidelines.
Let me see it's more than a half pound.
That's going to do it for us today, guys. Hope this answered your question, and hopefully you got some details on the differences in registration, but also understanding the environment around registration. I'm going to say and end on this. You're supposed to register your drone if it weighs more than a half pound, period.
Period.
But it's being challenged in court on that bombshell. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Pablo.
My name is Roberto.
And you're watching Ask Dronia.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.